Fat Pig is the latest show from the Vertigo Theater Company.
Okay.
It's our second show. The first, if you recall, was Rabbit Hole back in September. This one is Fat Pig by Neil LaBute, who is tends to be a rather controversial playwright. He's responsible for a couple of movies about terrible people, like In the Company of Men and Our Friends and Neighbors. This is a softer, gentler, terrible people kind of show.
Okay. I can buy that.
Yeah, it's about a guy that falls in love with this fantastic plus-sized woman. And the story's really about whether or not that relationship can survive what his friends, his vicious, vicious friends, and society thinks about people who are different than we.
How's Jackie today?
Just dandy, thanks. Jackie,
love joining us here as well. And your role in this little ensemble.
I play Helen.
Okay.
Who is indeed the plus size woman in question.
What kind of role is this? Is this a comedic role with dramatic overtones, a dramatic role with comedic overtones? Is it not fair to pinhole it like that? How would you describe your character, for starters?
I think that Helen is a really vivacious character. And I think that, for me, it's interesting because this character is the closest character that I've ever played to who I actually am. I'm a character actress, so usually if you have a best friend or a wacky sister or an 80-year-old woman, I'm the person to play it.
Okay.
So for me, it's been really interesting because I usually don't get to play any character that's anywhere near myself, and this woman very much could be.
Has that been a challenge, or has it come more naturally?
Strangely, I think it's been more of a challenge. I think with character roles, a lot of the times you have a very comfortable distance and you have a lot of perspective. And that's something that I haven't had as much of with this role, but it's been an amazing opportunity and an amazing journey.
Jeff, how big of an ensemble do we have here? How many folks are gracing the stage in this one?
Just four.
Really? Fast moving four people, or is it a story that builds to a...
Well, it is. It's kind of fast moving, actually. It's unusually done without an intermission. There's seven scenes, and it's just back and forth between Helen and Tom, who's the her love interest, and then Tom and his buddies at the office.
Thank
you. I think the fact that you're saying,
okay.
I don't think there's a real gentle way of saying fat pig.
Which is actually sounds like kind of the whole thrust of the production to a certain degree.
Yep. It certainly looks at how society views people, the values they place on physical appearance, what they think gives a person value, what they think devalues. Let's say value a couple more times. Yeah, it really looks at how society views people and how people treat each other.
Jackie Love with us here as well, and you are Helen.
I am.
That right? Okay. And it sounds like a play that if you pay attention, you're probably going to pick something out and learn from it.
We certainly hope so. I think that's one of the reasons that we chose the script. I think one of the things that Vertigo is really dedicated to doing is producing works that other theater companies in the area may not take a gamble on. And so the thought-provoking nature of the script was one of the deciding factors for us.
Who else is in this this production that we might know? You yourself, and who are the other actors on stage?
Jessica Red Hansen Bays, who also appeared in Rabbit Hole earlier this season. And then Mike Rudden, who is finishing up his education at Northern, has been seen in many shows there. And Matt Hudson, who is also finishing up his education in the area here, worked for some time as a graduate artistic intern at FRT.
How long have you been in rehearsals, Jeff?
It's been a quick process, actually. We started rehearsals at the end of November.
That is a pretty quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, like we said, this may not be the longest duration of performances, but again, with a turnaround like that, and I guess I can ask you that, Jackie, as far as turnaround time on this from script to blocking to final production, that's a lot to get in.
It is, especially when you consider holidays in there and trying to work out space issues and figure out where we're going to be rehearsing. It's a lot to squeeze into a short amount of time.
Is this a grown-up production, or would the youngsters get something out of it?
It's definitely PG-13. There are some words you don't want your kids repeating at school.
Like they don't anyway. But so just...
I don't want it to be my fault.
Very, but mom and dad need to be cognizant
yes,
of the fact
definitely
that if you,
a PG-13
bring,
show.
If you bring the kids, you're on your own.
Yeah. But not really... Not only is it not appropriate for kids, they wouldn't get out of it what they should get out of it. So
there you go, mom and dad. It's a night out without the kids.
There you go.
All built in. We have not discussed yet, Jeff, the whens, the wheres, the hows, the tickets, all the good ballpark stuff.
Well, it's Friday and Saturday at 7:30 at the Black Box in McClintock on campus. 7:30 both nights, the 23rd and 24th. We also have added a matinee for those who like to go out in the daytime at 1:30 on Saturday.
Would you prefer they get their tickets ahead of time? Will they be available door-wise? What do you have?
They will be available at the door. They're also available at the Arts Center, which is at Peter White Library, or you can call them at 228-0472.
I learned this question from Walt a long time ago, but it fits in this one here. Jackie, and I'll throw it at you. When we walk out of this production, when it's all over, what is your hope that we will have picked up from this performance?
Wow. I think that we hope that people will take a moment to think about themselves and about whether or not they are more like these characters than they thought walking in.
Very aptly put.
Yeah.
And as we wrap up our time again, the when's, the where's, the how's for those who are trying to write
Friday
it down.
Friday and Saturday, 23rd and 24th at the Black Box. You can get your tickets at Peter White Public Library, Art Center, 228-0472, or you can get them at the door, $10 a piece.
And how long are you going to keep them? How long of a night is it for them?
Well, there's no intermission, so it's like a movie. Go to the bathroom first. it's under 2 hours. And I say... not just to kiss up, but you need to see this show, if only because Jackie Love is one of the finest actors we have in this community.
Aww.
And it would be a shame to not enjoy this performance.
Thanks, Jeff. I'll pay you in the parking lot.
Excellent. Excellent.